Well, what a weird time it is for the Dallas Mavericks. Talked about all of the strangeness of the last 10 days, from the Luka trade to the Anthony Davis debut and then the injury, the fan reaction, fans kicked out of the arena the last couple of nights. And last night, after that Mavericks loss to the Kings, Jason Kidd did not do a press conference. But the Mavericks head coach is joining us now on the Ticket Hotline. We say good morning to Jason Kidd. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Okay. We're doing fine. How are you?
Well, before we get started, can I say something to get out of this interview so I can get my day going a little bit early?
Sure. Okay.
Fire Nico.
Okay.
I'm about to be hauled off now, aren't I?
Yeah, you can't say that for sure.
No, you got to be careful. So it was strange last night through all the chaos of the last 10 days. You don't do a press conference last night after the game. Why?
Well, I tried to, but I accidentally said something negative about Patrick Dumont right beforehand, and I got kicked out of the arena. I said he looked like some AM sports radio host who carries dolls, does fart jokes, and loves complaining about his wife.
Okay, look, we do not look alike, I don't think.
Identical twins.
No, we're not identical twins. All right, let's talk about you and the trading of Luka. It's been just a firestorm here in Dallas, and then you weren't consulted on this trade. Was that a tough thing to take, or is that just the way the cookie crumbles?
Well, I don't think that's the way the cookie crumbles. I mean, I don't know. There's no cookie crumbling that I know of. But, I mean, if you think that's the way a cookie crumbles, then I'd begin to question your physics knowledge of the disintegration of circular confectionaries. I mean, why would a cookie crumble like that? I mean, usually don't they crumble to get, like, chunky dust on your shirt or your blouse or something? They usually don't lose contiguousness by falling down on a computer keyboard and actually hit the trade superstar to sports rival button without talking to head coach button. But, I mean, you know, if you want to sit here all morning and discuss cookie obliteration technology, you need to go to that subreddit or something. I really got to focus on basketball.
Yeah, George.
Oh, he's laughing. I'm sorry.
Well, the organization, the team is just taking a lot of heat. Do you ever listen to outside criticism?
Well, no, I mean, I don't listen to outside criticism. I mean, how could I listen to outside criticism if I'm inside? I mean, that's far away, and there's like a certain acoustic barrier provided by the structural walls of the arenas that keep out invaders and rain. So, I mean, it kind of filters out exterior criticism from people who enjoy the out-of-doors. I mean, you know, like, I guess you're talking about, like, hikers and mountaineers and bird watchers and Audubon Society members. But, I mean, if you think it's really important, I hear that criticism, then I guess I'll call the Audubon Society today and ask the woman at the front desk what she thinks about Nico and street clothes.
that's not really what I meant. But.
Okay, this is not basketball related, but it was at the arena. There were several fans that were kicked out last night. What do you think about Maverick fans getting the boot?
Well, I mean, I don't know if we're giving them a boot. That would be weird if they complain and we just go hand them a boot. But, I mean, I wasn't aware we were awarding, you know, footwear for complaining. But, I mean, I think if you are a disgruntled fan, at least you should complain twice so you get a pair of boots. I mean, I don't know what you do with one boot.
Okay.
I mean, it's better if you get two boots, and that's even better if you get boots on for the opposite feet. So, I mean, we'll try to do better on our next promotion, giving footwear to disgruntled fandom, but that you know that need to say things that are negative. But I mean, I just don't know if that's a good incentive to not complain by giving away free Tony Llamas.
I don't think that's what he meant, Coach.
No, that's not what I meant.
Well, all of that has happened, and now it's your job to coach this team that has been given quite a facelift.
Well, I don't think anybody on the Mavs got a facelift. That's some weird surgical information that you got to hold up that I think is fake news. I mean, you know I didn't get a facelift. I do have some fake see-through glasses to make myself look more sensitive in press conferences. Maybe you're thinking of that, but no facelifts. Well, now I take that back. Are you thinking of Miriam Adelson? I think she's got a series of facelifts.
Okay. No. Man, you better be careful.
And I know that Jerry Jones has some facelifts, too. So maybe you can go ask Jerry if he likes the new look Mavs, if you're so concerned about sports-related facial surgical improvements.
Okay, maybe I will.
Well, Coach, I hope everyone gets healthy and you guys start turning it around.
Well, I don't know if we need to turn around that much. You just kind of keep going forward.
Keep going forward, then.
All right.
All right. We'll see you. There goes Jason Kidd.